It's Marketplace Tech for Thursday, the 1st of November. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Nothing like a superstorm to make two cell phone competitors play nice. AT&T and T-Mobile say they've temporarily jury-rigged their network in parts of the Northeast so that customers who can't reach their normal cell phone connection can use the rival's tower without extra charge. It's a response to the hurricane, with the FCC's latest assessment showing more than one in four cell sites still offline from Virginia through Massachusetts. At a briefing Wednesday, the FCC's David Turetsky said regulators are still gathering data on how many telephone landlines are out.
Because of the flooding, the carriers haven't fully been able to assess the damage to their wireline services. So that's really an ongoing effort.
When communication towers lie toppled or flooded following a big storm or other disaster, wouldn't it be nice if somebody could fly in a temporary replacement? Government regulators are working on the idea of doing this using unmanned drones without the weaponry to get disaster communications up and running. A California company has something that looks very much like a model airplane that launches with a toss of the hand. AeroVironment's Steve Gittin.
Our small unmanned aircraft systems come already equipped with a digital communications technology that basically allows them to operate like mini communications satellites only a few hundred feet above the ground, and they can route voice, video, and data. So emergency communications can be stood up very rapidly after disasters.
Bigger drones might someday be able to handle temporary cell phone communication. As we've been reporting, Twitter and Facebook were useful sources of news for Hurricane Sandy, but also lies. Slate magazine tech blogger Will Oremus has been keeping track of the bad info on Hurricane Sandy, from trolls spreading a made-up report about the stock exchange getting flooded to more honest mistakes.
Twitter is a fantastic source of information. Often you'll see reports, photos, updates, half an hour, an hour before they appear on any TV news coverage. On the other hand, sometimes there's good reason for that, which is that they may not be accurate.
Via Twitter, there are reports that Coney Island Hospital was on fire during the height of the storm. Not true, but there are all these postings.
That's right. And that one actually has its root in a report that came in over the police scanner. Now, it turned out there was an online version of the police scanner that had been circulating on Twitter, so a lot of people were listening in. And if you're a news reporter, you know that something that comes over the police scanner isn't necessarily true. They're going to send out firefighters or emergency personnel or police to find out whether it's true. But I think a lot of the people on Twitter who were listening in didn't necessarily realize that the scanner isn't always a solid source of information. It turned out later that it was, in fact, a car fire in the parking lot, and the hospital was just fine.
I've covered a fair amount of natural disasters. There are always rumors that run rife. I guess what? The internet just amplifies those.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, as several people have pointed out, the internet is also a great checker of facts. And as fast as Twitter spreads misinformation, it can debunk misinformation. During Sandy in particular, it seemed that misinformation was getting the upper hand.
Don't let misinformation get the upper hand. Find a link to Will's piece and lots more at marketplacetech.org. Before we go, Cambridge University Press is putting out two multimedia apps as part of an Explore Shakespeare series, Romeo and Juliet, also Macbeth. App stands for application, a word that only shows up once in the entire Shakespeare canon. I found it in All's Well. The King of France says, quote, "With several applications, nature and sickness, debate it at their leisure." I'm David Brancaccio, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.